Appreciate being back this evening. And that ain't no difference between the light that's coming from the lighthouse and the mercy that walked in the courtroom. We've all been, if you've been born again, you've had them both. Still got them both. Because we still can't make this on our own. Randy asked us this morning to stand, and we appreciate the opportunity. And it don't matter who you are, how old you are, how long you've been doing it. They've even been doing it longer than me, but they still get to have to fight the devil with thoughts that comes across about this and that. But I'm glad I'm here for him to fight me, if that makes any sense. We appreciate, because I just sitting there thinking about the day that the Spirit came, Brother Jeff, and it dealt with me about being saved. Being 11 years old, and I just be honest with you, I can't really remember if the Spirit really dealt with me that solidly anyway of that night. But I'm glad he did. There's things we didn't understand now then, I said, but there's things we don't understand now. And I know people says this, and that's okay if you want to. But they'll talk about just things I don't understand, but I'm going to ask him when I get there. Well, I'm just going to tell you, I ain't got no questions for him when I get there. I tell people this, that soul that he has saved inside of you has no questions. It has no questions. But the mind that we have has questions. And I'm going to tell you what, it don't matter. And I even told the Lord this. I don't know how anybody talks to him, but I just talked to him. A situation happened, and I said, Lord, why did that have to happen? And he said, even if I told you, you still wouldn't understand it. Because this man wasn't asking. This man was asking. And I ain't going to understand you. But we're going to read some in 1 Samuel chapter 8, and then a couple verses in chapter 9. It's more than what we normally read. Be honest with you, I'm probably reading longer than I'll speak. But that's all right, too. But before we read, I'm going to tell you, most of the time I'll read and I'll tell you what God thoughts I have, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, then you can ponder on it while I'm reading. Doors and bugs. And Randy thought he was strange sometimes. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second was Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord, And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before the chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards and the best of them, and give them to his servants. He will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to him, to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take a tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed it in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto their voice and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. Now there was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, and the son of Zeor, and the son of Bechoreth, of the son of Apiah, and Benjamite, and a mighty man of power. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and goodly. And there was none among the children of Israel goodlier person than he. For his shoulders was upward and was higher than any of the people. That's what we feel like reading. And I want you to think about doors and bugs. We, as far as myself and Kathy, has been at the house, sitting there in the living room sometimes, just maybe getting around the fall time, you think, I'm just going to open up the door and let some air come in. You open it up, you sit down, you feel the air, Brother Steve, kind of flow around, you thinking, this is feel pretty good. But I'm going to tell you what else happens. Yeah. Bugs start coming in. Yeah. You can get up and you can shut the door, but I'm going to tell you this, you'll still be fighting the bugs that got in. And this is what the children of Israel was doing. See, I know Brother Randy preached a message a while back about the doors, about what God opens no man can close, and what he closes no man can open, and I stand firm with him on that. But I'm going to tell you this, that every door that's ever presented to you is not presented by God.
The devil will bring doors and present them to you. And he'll find the wants that you want. And you'll look through that little peephole to see what just about who's out there, Brother Crafton. And I'm going to tell you what he shows you. He shows you the perfect thing that you want, how it's going to work out according to what you want to know. But the whole time there's things behind the door that when you open the door that will come in. Doors and bugs. The children of Israel come to him and said, "We want a king. We want to be like everybody else. We want to have somebody rule over us." Well, I'm going to say this. Even here at Mountain View, there's doors that has presented itself in front of us. And we use the word saying we don't want to be like everybody else, but yet sometimes we still open up the doors. We want the goodness of God, but we want it how we want it. But we just don't want the bugs to come in with it. If you don't want the bugs, don't open the door. And I'll tell you this, any door that God has presented to me and he's let me open, Brother Crafton, bugs didn't come in with it. But my wanted doors that I've opened up, I still fight bugs today. We sang that song, "Is Not This the Land of Beulah?" And in it, it says, "I can look back down the mountain and I can see ghosts of things of disappointment past. I can see, you know what, that's bugs. That's bugs that we fight." And I'm going to stand here and tell you, I've got bugs. Now, I don't want you to be afraid to shake my hand if you want to, because it ain't that type of bug. But I fight bugs every day, Brother Steve, when I get up about where I've let things happen that I shouldn't have let happen. There's things that I wanted that I got that I didn't want. I can just see whenever the children of Israel was going to go up against Jericho, and they was, what God said, when you go in there, don't touch nothing. Don't take nothing. Matter of fact, he said, don't even look up on it. Now, I'm going to say it like this. I ain't trying to, but I'm going to give an illustration. It's just like that Wile E. Coyote. You see him running around with a door every time, sticking it right there. Well, I can just imagine the devil doing that. Running down our front of Achan. Here we go. You know what's on the other side of here? There's some gold. There's some silver. And you know what? You could probably even get it and nobody even see it. You know what he did? He opened the door up. And what he didn't realize at the time was there was some bugs waiting for him when he got back home. And this is what happens. We think that we can do and it don't affect nobody. The children of Israel, the elders, it said, went. It didn't say the young men. It said the elders went and said, "Give us a king." And by their wants and their choices, they affected a young man named Saul. At that time, it said there was none goodlier. A fine young man. But he had to fight bugs because of a door that got open. Now, he opened some of his own doors too. Don't get me wrong. He opened his own doors. But they opened the first door to put him in that spot. So he had to fight bugs. God gave him some commands. Don't. Go in there and destroy everything. Go in there and don't let nothing out. But then that door come before him. Look here, what you can take back with you. You know your God, he likes them sacrifices. Why don't you just take all this good stuff in there and stuff? And matter of fact, let's just show how merciful your God is and take the king back. Because you know how bad, but you showing him mercy. In old times, there's a whole swarm of bugs that was coming back with him. Matter of fact, whenever Samuel got down there, matter of fact, God told him, you better get back pretty quick. He got down there. And we like to feel like we do everything that God tells us to. He said, I did everything. He said, and what's that bleeding of the sheep and the wooing of the calves that I hear? That was them bugs. And it costed him. So you see, you better be careful about the doors that you open. The scriptures actually tells us this. It says, try the spirits. Try them and see if it's of God or not. Sapphira and Ananias, I think was his name, I can't remember, told him, said, we'll sell our property and we'll give the church everything in it. Got down there and they got more than what they thought they would. And here comes the door. Look here. People knows it's just worth $500. You got you $1,000. It won't hurt nothing. Just give them the $500. Guess what? They opened the door. And bugs come in. I'm here to tell you, there's a whole lot of doors that I've opened. I'm not sitting in nobody's shoes. But I guarantee you we've opened a few doors of our own. And today we're still fighting bugs, trying to swat them down, trying to get them out. And I'm going to tell you, I lie to myself more than anybody lies to me. Because I keep telling myself, I'm not doing that again, Brother Kerry. But here it comes. Maybe it won't hurt this time. And here comes some more bugs. The Bible teaches us this. It says, your sins will find you out. Because the bugs will tell on you. I'm going to tell you what I done when I was in the Army. One morning had a formation there. And our Sergeant Major, he come down. He was looking us over. And he come over to me. And he looked right down here. And my pants was tore. He said, Owens, he said, get rid of them pants. They're unserviceable. I go back to barracks. Guess what? I don't get rid of it. 2 or 3 weeks go by. We have another one. Here he comes again. And you know what? Just like the Lord, he don't forget. He said, did I not tell you to get rid of them pants? I said, yes, sir. He said, how'd they get tore? I said, on the keep off the grass sign. He said, how'd that happen? I said, I was on the grass. You see, you're going to step on the grass and it's going to tell on you. You open them doors up that you're not supposed to be opening, you're going to fight bugs for a long time. Because there's some that's even way back then that I'm still fighting. But I'm going to tell you this, you don't have to fight it by yourself. You don't have to fight it by yourself. And I'll tell you why I know you don't have to fight it by yourself. Because I don't have to fight mine by myself. Because he said this, my sheep know my voice. And whenever them bugs are coming by and I'm praying, I said, Lord, you know I'm not worthy of this. And him speaking to me and let me know, Brother Steve, that I'm his. And you know what? There's things that I hold against myself that he don't hold no more. But you will not get rid of every bug in your life. And you better be real careful, just like these children of Israel, when they got so determined, even after a warning that God said, you let them have it, but you protest to the urgency of telling them what it's going to cost them. It's going to cost you your children. It's going to cost you everything. Well, it don't matter. We're having it anyway. But he put people in a position, in a situation that didn't need to be in a situation to start with. Doors and bugs. You will fight them. You will fight them. David, the Bible says, supposed to be the battle of the kings. Here comes the door. Won't you just stay home today? You've been fighting all this time. You the king. Just rest up a little while. Just let them men take care of it. He opened the door. One night out there standing there gazing over everything. At that moment in time, wasn't looking for nothing. But the devil knowed. You just get out on the ledge a little bit there. And just gaze on out just a little bit. And there'll be some bugs a-flying. And he looked out there and he seen Bathsheba. We know the story. Come back. She's with child. Well, now his opening of a door got an innocent man to come in. And we know the story, how he tried all this and then even had him killed. So you better be careful about the doors that we open. And I'm going to tell you this, the doors we open now may not have a big effect now. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot the children of Israel didn't see at this moment in time that was in effect later on. That came, and it was greater than they could bear. So we as a church, we better pay attention to the doors that's presented to us. And if it ain't really, I've always heard this by our elder men, you think if you ought to do something or not doing something other. I've heard them say this, if it's really going to edify the church, it's probably a good thing. But it's something that you want to do, or it might edify you or me, it's best that I just leave that door shut. Because bugs will come in with it. Bugs and doors. The song says, I looked down the mountain, I've seen the ghost of disappointments and all this. The children of Israel just, hey, we just want a king. That's all we want. Fought bugs the rest of the time. They come in. And you can shut it, but I'm going to guarantee you, they still going to be one that you're going to be running around the living room trying to kill. And then you're going to think you got him one time, you can't find him. Then in a few minutes, here he comes. So if you don't want to fight too many bugs in your life, you better make sure you open the right door. Brother Randy.